from the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Daniel Salerson. D-Dub in the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Daniel Salerson.
What up, and welcome in to the Tuesday edition of the Black and Blue Report. I'm Daniel Salerson, filling in for Sean Kelly, who is en route to White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, home of the 2014 Saints training camp. Well, it's good to be back after a 1.5 month hiatus. We're back for another season of the show, bringing you all the Saints and Pelicans news and interviews you can handle. Don't forget, our show during training camp will be posted an hour later at 1 p.m. Central due to the time change and media availability in West Virginia. We want to make sure you get up-to-the-minute sound from the players and coaches, so 1 o'clock the show will be ready to you, and you can listen anytime after that on all the Saints and Pelicans platforms. So Sean is on the plane. John DeShazer is already in West Virginia, and I'm holding down the fort here in Studio B. Today's show has a little bit of a theme to it. You might hear the word gym a lot. Jim Eichenhofer from Pelicans.com will join me in Studio B to talk Pelicans Summer League and the newest member of the Pelicans, Omer Asik. Also yesterday, John DeShazer caught up with Greenbrier owner Jim Justice, and he'll talk about the Saints coming all the way up to West Virginia for a training camp. So the gyms will help us cover the Pelicans and Saints today, and we'll have more for you by the end of the week as players and coaches start to arrive. Well, let's get started, shall we? When we come back, Jim Eichenhofer joins me in Studio B. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
There's no better time to join your Pelicans as we take flight. All-star Anthony Davis is taking his team to the next level, and the Pelicans are soaring to new heights. 2014-15 season tickets are on sale now and start at less than $300, with lower bowl options as low as $37 per game. Season ticket benefits include the best seat locations, discounts on concessions, and much more. Take flight with the Pelicans. For more info, call 525-HOOP or visit Pelicans.com today.
Lotto is all across Louisiana, with cash jackpots starting at $250,000. That's a whole lot of cash. It's a whole lot of cash. From the neon lights of Shreveport-Bossier City to the banks of Grand Isle, Lotto is your game. It doesn't leave the state, and there's nothing like it anywhere else. It's only in Louisiana. It's Louisiana fun just for Louisiana. Lotto, it's a whole lot of cash. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Welcome back to the show. It's time to talk some Pelicans basketball, and to help us with that is Pelicans.com senior writer Jim Eichenhofer, who is hopefully refreshed after a long trip to Vegas. Jim, how was Vegas for you?
It was great. I mean, I had a really good time. I know you actually were there for a few days, too. I went into a couple places that, after you left, that had your sign up on the, had your picture up on the wall that said, "Don't serve this man." So
oh,
I was
boy.
Wondering what exactly went down. I guess you could feel me in on that later off the air, but I had a great time. I've been going there for a bunch of years in a row, and it's always fun to get to see a lot of basketball, see a lot of the rookies, the highly touted rookies from various teams play in person. Obviously, with our schedule, it's impossible to watch a lot of college basketball, and definitely not in person, so it was cool to see a lot of basketball and spend a lot of time there last week.
I'm sure with how long you've been there, you've established you have a penthouse at the Palms. Is that what I hear? I saw you at the pool the other day.
Yeah, I was at the pool a couple times. Not too often. Mostly I was just focused on, you know, my job. I don't have time for distractions like that when I'm in Las Vegas. So, I actually was there last year a lot longer. I was there for almost 3 weeks last year consecutively. So this year it seemed like it went by really quickly.
Well, we'll get to Summer League in just a second, but first, the big story. The Pelicans acquire Omer Asik in a three-team deal with the Rockets and the Wizards. I know most people know about Omer from his time in Chicago and Houston, but for those who don't know about him, Jim, what does he add to this team?
Well, I think the first thing is he gives the Pelicans a true center. He's 7 foot, 255 pounds. He's, you know, your prototypical guy that can play the five position. Last year, Anthony Davis had to play center. According to Basketball Reference, he had to play 42% of his minutes were at center, which I definitely don't think was what the team was planning going into the season, and wasn't ideal for him at all because, you know, he's one of the best power forwards in the game. But after Jason Smith got hurt, he kind of had to slide over to center a lot. Some of the smaller lineups they played last year were effective offensively, but they took a hit kind of defensively. So I think Omer is going to definitely give the Pelicans the ability to play more of a conventional lineup and be able to match up with other teams a lot better than having to slide guys out of position, kind of have to, you know, make up for different deficiencies here and there. So I think that's the main thing, is he's going to give them a true center. But he's just he's a very good defensive player, especially against pick and rolls, and he's a really good rebounder. So those are two things I think that are going to help a lot, having somebody that can play center next season.
You mentioned Anthony Davis. How can he and Anthony complement each other on the court there?
Well, I think one thing that the coaches have talked about is that Anthony, he's the best shot blocker in the NBA. The only guy I think that was close to him last year was Serge Ibaka from OKC. But a lot of times he would block or go for a block and either get it or not get it, and he on the weak side, the other team would get clean up an offensive rebound and score. So I think that's one thing, is that they're not going to be – he's not going to have to worry as much about if he goes to help, that there's not going to be somebody on the other side to clean up the rebound or box guys out. So I think it's going to help Anthony be even more aggressive on defense and, you know, not have to – the team's not going to have to worry about compensating for guys being out of position and that kind of thing. But also, offensively, he's Oshik definitely can – play, he likes to play around the basket, and I think, you know, with this, as much attention as AD draws, I think he's going to be able to take advantage of that. He's played on some really good teams, and I think when he's played with guys that command a lot of attention from defenses, and I think Anthony Davis is the same way. He'll be able to score a decent amount, and the season that he was an 82 game starter for Houston the year before Dwight Howard got there, he averaged double figures in scoring. So I think you could see his numbers on offense go back up to that level.
All right, let's turn our attention to Summer League. You mentioned you just got back from Vegas. Pelicans go 2-1 in the round robin, earn themselves a 7th seed and a bye. Unfortunately, they fall to the Hornets in the second round, 104-75. Jim, your thoughts on the team in general, and then I want to start with some of the guys that played some minutes with the Pelicans last season, guys like Onuwaku, Sutherland, and Withy. What progress did you see from some of these guys?
Well, I thought the team overall offensively was great, and I think pretty much almost throughout the whole tournament, the whole league, they put up some good numbers. It seemed like the last couple games, the defense kind of dropped off a little bit, and I think that was what led to the results in the last couple games. As far as guys that were on the team last year, Onuwaku played. He was his. I think a lot of guys did really what they did before when you've seen them in the past. Onuwaku had 12 rebounds in 33 minutes, so he was pretty much a bruiser kind of guy. Sutherland, his minutes were relatively limited. He played pretty well, but you know, I don't think he maybe had a chance to make a huge impact. Jeff Withy was another guy that did a lot of the same things that we saw him do last season. He had 10 blocks in 5 games, so he was pretty effective underneath the basket. It's funny, the team overall, especially with Onuwaku and Patrick Young, I felt like some of the other teams were kind of intimidated a little bit. We had a couple football-type bodies out there underneath the basket, so that was kind of funny to see, because a lot of the times in Summer League, you don't see that kind of player. A lot of the big guys that are in Summer League are kind of in the developmental mode physically, like the kind of the way that Jeff Withy is. But you know, overall it was a good experience, and I thought they played well for the most part, but you know, just the last couple games they definitely dropped off a bit.
I'll get your thoughts on Patrick Young in a second, but I wanted to start with Russ Smith. Averaged about 16 points led the summer league, averaging close to 6.5 assists per game, grabbed about 5 rebounds per game. Seemed like he turned some heads at summer league. He also was named second team all summer league yesterday, so Russ Smith had a pretty good showing.
He definitely did. Like you said, he led the league in assists. I think that was one of the questions people had for people who hadn't seen him play very much was, is he going to go out there and just be a gunner, take a lot of shots? People know that he's a talented offensive player, so I think he averaged 16 points, which was, I think, was 20th or so in the league, which, I mean, is really good. But the fact that he also added a lot of distributing and he ran the offense really well, I think that was impressive to a lot of people. I didn't realize that he had such good court vision. It seemed like he was finding guys. I'm sure the people that watch the games noticed this. He found guys for corner threes constantly. It seemed like whenever somebody was open in that part of the court and Russ had the ball, the guy ended up with a wide-open shot. So he played really well. I think the one thing that he noted and was pretty obvious from watching the games was just he needs to clean up some of his turnovers. I think some of this might be the adjustment of college to the NBA, but some of the passes that he threw, I think, that were kind of cross-court passes or into traffic, he may have been able to get away with in college, but in the NBA, it's a much tougher deal because you have bigger bodies and you have more athleticism and just more talent. But I think overall, I was really happy with the way he played because he showed a lot of things that people might not necessarily know that he can do. And I think the areas that he didn't do well in are things that he can clean up between now and training camp and then into preseason.
We're talking with Pelicans.com senior writer Jim Eichenhofer. Now, Patrick Young was projected by some to be a late first-round pick, early second-round pick. Unfortunately, went undrafted, but played with the Pelicans, of course, in the summer league. Averaged around 7 points, 8 rebounds in the 5 games. What did you like from him after 5 games? And I'm really surprised that the Saints have not picked him up to use as a body for training camp.
Yeah, I think Brian Gates, during one of the summer league minicamp practices, mentioned that he doesn't want any of the Saints coaches coming by because if they take a look at him, they'll want to sign him up. But what I liked about him was he was just relentless on the boards. It seemed like he would go after every rebound, and he ended up getting a lot of them. He averaged 3.5 offensive rebounds per game, which is a ton, and especially considering summer league games are shorter. He played 25 minutes a game, so if you prorate that out to a normal allotment of playing time, that's a really nice number. So it just seemed like his energy was there every single game. He's one of those guys that just always plays hard, and I feel like he reminded me a lot of DeJuan Blair, a player that we're familiar with because we've played against him a lot the last few years in our division. But that kind of body type and just that kind of energy, he seems like, you know, kind of a perfect guy that can come off the bench and play minutes at the backup power forward or even center.
All right, before the team left, Courtney Fels compared himself to Anthony Morrow, and it's kind of threw everyone off a little bit, including Coach Brian Gates. Well, he averaged 15 points per game, shot 48% from downtown, which is kind of like Anthony Morrow numbers. I'm not going to go that far and start comparing him to Anthony Morrow, but he certainly shot like him during summer league.
Yeah, he had a great week, and I'm not sure exactly what they were, but before the last game, he was really the only game that he didn't play too well. His numbers were even better going into that fifth game, but he had a really good week. It seemed like he was making every shot he took. He wasn't hesitating at all on some of his shots, so he definitely seemed like he was in a zone for most of the week.
Yeah, so Courtney Fels, Patrick Young, Russ Smith, all guys. Russ Smith already with the team, but Summer League is in the books for the Pelicans. Up next, training camp, and also up next, the schedule coming out hopefully in the next couple of weeks. But Jim, what can we expect from you coming up on Pelicans.com?
Well, I'm actually heading back to Las Vegas.
What a shock.
Next week for the USA Basketball training camp that they're going to have Monday through Thursday next week. So I'll be headed back to Nevada, and we'll be, you know, covering Anthony Davis and Monty Williams there. So I'm looking forward to spending even more time back in Las Vegas next week.
As Jim establishes residency there, also if you're looking for Jim out in Vegas, look for him in the High Rollers Club at any casino during his trip next weekend. So we look forward to all the Jim stuff on Pelicans.com. Jim, thanks for stopping by Studio B.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Saints senior writer John DeShazer as he sits down with Greenbrier owner Jim Justice. You're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
At the Ochsner Hospital for Children, no matter where you turn, you're surrounded by bravery. Children and teens dealing with health problems beyond their years. Parents working hard to keep the worry from their face. Doctors and nurses doing everything possible to get them back home, where they belong. From rare brain tumors and leukemia to heart conditions and organ transplants, we offer a level of pediatric care unmatched in Louisiana. With more advanced capabilities than any other children's hospital in the region, even our kids-only ER can handle any pediatric emergency. In fact, the only thing tougher than the problems we see every day are the kids themselves. Choose the Ochsner Hospital for Children and never wonder if you could have done more. Call 866-OCHSNER to find an affiliated pediatrician near you. Ochsner, healthcare with peace of mind.
There's no better time to join your Pelicans as we take flight. All-star Anthony Davis is taking his team to the next level, and the Pelicans are soaring to new heights. 2014-15 season tickets are on sale now and start at less than $300, with lower bowl options as low as $37 per game. Season ticket benefits include the best seat locations, discounts on concessions, and much more. Take flight with the Pelicans. For more info, call 525-HOOP or visit pelicans.com today.
Well, if you have seen the videos that Jen Hale and John DeShazer have done in the last few weeks, you should have a pretty good idea of what the Greenbrier looks like. The Greenbrier is where the Saints will call home for the next 3 weeks, and to talk more about this beautiful facility is the owner, Jim Justice, who spoke to our John DeShazer yesterday afternoon.
Jim, you talked about the construction of this facility, 90-day basically turnover. Just talk about what goes into that, and I guess give us a little bit more insight of exactly what has transpired in those 90 days.
Well, really and truly, out here we had what we would call in our neck of the woods hills and hollows, and we had to haul a lot of dirt, and we had to compact a lot of dirt, and we had to get the site prepared first and foremost. We had to get the fields sodded by May the 10th, and we beat that timeline. We had the fields, you know, fully sodded and all that done and everything by like May the 6th, and so we were a little ahead of schedule there. You know, then we've just been pouring it on the site and pouring it on, you know, getting the building up and getting the building going.
Now, you talked about your relationship with Coach Sean Payton as well as General Manager Mickey Loomis. What's the genesis of that relationship with those guys?
Well, I mean, it really all started with Sean coming here, believe it or not, and caddying for Ryan Palmer in a golf tournament in the Greenbrier Classic last year. I didn't get to meet him while he was here. But he met one of our young ladies that was, you know, on our staff, and she talked to him, and they got that. She asked him, you know, the question, you know, which was pretty emboldened, you know, just said, "Coach, what about the possibility of maybe having training camp here?" And he said, "Well, we've actually thought about that. In fact, Mickey brought that up to him of all things about the Greenbrier, you know, a couple of years even before that and everything." And so from that, you know, then it came to me. And then I ask, you know, that they contact Coach Payton and ask him when he has a break to call me, and he did, and then that's where everything started.
From a community standpoint, how much do you swell with pride over something like this? I mean, obviously, as we mentioned earlier, it's one thing to have a vision, but it's a totally different thing to actually see that vision manifest in the facilities and the grounds and the fields.
Well, John, I don't know that I can swell anymore. I'm pretty swollen as it is. But if I could, I am busting with pride or bursting with pride because this is unbelievable for West Virginia. You know, we spoke, one of the newscasters today asked about Cretina, and you know, just the nations, all of our hearts went out to so many and everybody there, you know, the city, the town, all the people and everything else. And it still goes out and everything, because I still know there's still work being done, unbelievable work being done. But for West Virginia to have an NFL team, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, there was an old saying, you know, and not to, Katrina was sure misery. West Virginia's had some misery too, you know, and so we're a little bit underdogs, but this is monstrous for us to have an NFL team in West Virginia.
Now, we heard you mention earlier that now the Saints are West Virginia's team. do you expect that relationship to last, obviously, beyond this year and into the future?
Well, it'll last forever. You know, it really will. And I'm very hopeful that they are very pleased in their success. I mean, at the end of the day, what we want to do, we want to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's – and I say we by meaning that I'm all in with the Saints, you know, and – that's what we want to do. We want to make our team better. You know, that's the whole goal. It didn't just come to West Virginia and hang out, you know. I mean, it's make the team better. And I'll promise you that's what all the people, you know, starting with Coach Payton, but all the people that the Saints are all about. I mean, they're serious business. I mean, that's for sure.
Thanks, guys. When we come back, I'll wrap things up on this Tuesday edition of the Black and Blue Report.
Smoothie King asks, what's your purpose?
My name is Trish, and I want more balance in my life. I feel like all I do is rush from one place to the next and end up grabbing a burger along the way. And then I feel guilty, and I start thinking I need to spend an hour on the elliptical, but I don't have time. I want to eat better. I want to feel better. That's my purpose.
We can blend that. Find your balance with the new Greek yogurt smoothies naturally powered by Chobani. Find pleasure in your purpose at Smoothie King.
Everything you need to know about your New Orleans Pelicans is right in the palm of your hands. The New Orleans Pelicans app is easy to use, plus makes an excellent companion whether you're watching the team in the Smoothie King Center or on the road. Recently added features on the app include the latest videos and highlights, plus access to a full list of arena amenities. Download the Pelicans app for free now on your iPhone or Android devices. For more information, check out pelicans.com today.
Lotto is all across Louisiana, with cash jackpots starting at $250,000. That's a whole lot of cash.
It's a whole lot of cash.
From the neon lights of Shreveport-Bossier City to the banks of Grand Isle, Lotto is your game. It doesn't leave the state, and there's nothing like it anywhere else.
It's only in Louisiana.
It's Louisiana fun just for Louisiana. Lotto, it's a whole lot of cash. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Want each show delivered right to your iPhone or iPad? Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching Black and Blue Report.
Good show today, and again, glad to be back here on the Black and Blue Report. Our thanks to Jim Eichenhofer and Jim Justice for joining us today. Tomorrow, Sean and John will host the show from the Greenbrier in West Virginia as we are getting closer and closer to the official start of Saints training camp. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at Black Blue Report or myself at D. Salerson. You can listen to the show on the Saints and Pelicans desktop, mobile app, and anytime using iTunes. We'll be right back here for you tomorrow starting at 1 p.m. Central. So until then, I'm Daniel Salerson. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and thanks for listening to the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans, The Black and Blue Report.
Thanks for listening to this edition of The Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, The Black and Blue Report.